Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Ask Anything presented by Mojo Consulting. I'm your host, Angel Leon, Mojo's Director of Personnel. We're happy that you could join us for this episode of Ask Anything because today we're going to test you on active listening. I'm kidding. We're going to be talking about active listening with our guest, Lori Kuroiwa. Lori Kuroiwa is a seasoned learning and development leader with over a decade of experience, specializing in cultivating organizational growth through strategic learning initiatives. Lori honed her skills over 13 years, driving impactful change in employee development for sales professionals and leaders. She's an active member of the Indiana chapter of the Association of Talent Development and Toastmasters International. Grounded in her belief in the transformative potential of effective communication, Lori is passionate about empowering individuals and organizations to harness the power of active listening. Before we dive into what active listening is, let's welcome our guest. Lori, welcome to Ask Anything. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
All right. So let's start with the test. No, I'm joking. this is going to be a test for me because I'm really the subject here. I'm going to be tested on active listening during this episode.
Well, and one thing I do have to give a quick disclaimer, I am not the world's best listener. That might disappoint you, but what I do, I'm actively working on it. And what I do bring is the decade of experience in being out there observing salespeople as they're having customers, conversations, and also listening to their conversations and watching for great examples of how they've continued their conversations forward by active listening. So I paid a lot of close attention to those skills that they possess that really help them communicate with people on a different level. So I'm happy to share some of those best practices here today.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into the conversation. And before we dive a little bit deeper, let's start at the top. Let's start at the very basics, as we often like to do here on Ask Anything. What's your definition of active listening?
So active listening, which is different than just hearing, is a choice. Active listening is a really great communication skill that involves intentional effort to hear not only the words that people are saying, but also what they mean by them. So understanding the meaning, the emotions, and the intentions behind someone is saying, not just what hearing what they're saying. I have a quick example, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
And this is a personal example. A few weeks ago, my daughter was over for dinner. She's 25, and she was extremely excited to tell me about her day. She's a first grade teacher. She always has great stories. And she was over for dinner, so I was busy fixing dinner, getting ready, turning around, you know, chopping up vegetables at the stove. And she was passionately telling me this story. Well, she picked up on the fact that I really wasn't listening. I could have repeated back everything she said, but she actually stopped. I didn't even realize it. And I turn around and she's looking at me and she's like, "You didn't hear a word I said." And she was absolutely right. I heard them, but I couldn't fully understand the meaning behind it. And so that's the difference between hearing and listening.
That is a good story. I feel like I live through that every day for the last 16 years of marriage, but I'm not going to get into that.
So see, some of these skills that we'll talk about today can help you at work and it can help you at home, and you can practice them at home as well.
But I think that's a perfect example of what active listening is, because you were doing something, you were knee deep in making sure dinner was ready and prepping, et cetera. And here she's telling you something she's passionate about, and you think you're listening. You think you're actively listening, for lack of a better term. And when she realizes that, wait, she's chopping up onions, she's doing all this, she's not really listening to me, I'm going to stop. Wait until she realizes that I've stopped talking. And yet you still realize that she stopped talking.
I know. And when I turned around and she was giving me the look like, "You weren't listening." I mean, it was a wake up call. And so, yes, very great test of listening skills. So I am not the world's best listener, but it definitely got my attention. And I have been more aware of it now since that time than ever before.
Perhaps in your defense, don't expect full engagement from someone who is actively wielding a knife.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. And she did want dinner, right?
So yeah. And I imagine she wanted it fingertip free.
Oh, true. True. Oh. That's a good point. I should have come back with that.
So what are some of the benefits of active listening?
There are quite a few benefits. Before I get into that, though, I do want to share something, if that's okay, that helps keep it top of mind. And it's something I learned on a podcast a few months ago. Our default way of listening is autobiographical listening. Have you ever heard of that?
Not in that context, no.
It means that our brains are actually wired to listen from a subliminal filter. And that filter is our frame of reference from our past experiences. So when we listen to something, our brains are really busy in the background and we don't even know it. It's automatically thinking of and kind of interpreting what someone is saying from our own standpoint. So some of my filters might be, I'm a mom. I live in Indiana. I am, you know, I won't say how many years old, but I'm a different age set than someone else maybe who's telling me something. So there are a lot of different things that give us a frame of reference. And as we listen to people, we automatically, our brains are thinking of that and interpreting, can we relate to it? Can we not? Do we believe in it? And so while that is going on in our heads, that's helping us interpret. And so as we are listening to people speak, and our brain is working so hard to interpret that, it doesn't help us actively listen. So that's why it's really an intentional practice and something people have to work on. So some of the benefits when you realize that and you're aware of it is, if you can imagine, if you're automatically putting things through this filter, when you make a point of recognizing that and actively listening, your relationships are enhanced. So actively listening demonstrates that you value and respect what someone is saying enough to be intentful. It provides greater trustworthiness. So by engaging with others' perspective, you validate their experiences, which builds trust and credibility in your own interactions. There's improved clarity. So active listening reduces misinterpretations and also misunderstandings by ensuring that you grasp what they're saying. It also increases productivity and efficiency, because if you fully understand someone and you don't misinterpret, it can eliminate delays down the line. And there's also a heightened sense of likability and satisfaction. People naturally to communicate with people who they feel are listening to them and understand their point of view. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it, but that you understand it and you're seeking to understand and empathize. So there are many, many benefits.
Yeah, to that last point, I agree. People like to be heard. They like to be listened to. And even if you're not, I'm not sure the word I'm trying to say, but even if you're not agreeing, like you said, even if you don't necessarily think the same way, the fact that you're actually listening, it means a lot to the person that's communicating the message. So I think that's huge. But I want to go back to what you said at the beginning about active listening being really about how, with our biases, I don't know if bias is the right word, but with our own ways, because it makes sense. Because if you are talking, like you mentioned, you are from Indiana, you are a mom, etc. If I'm talking to you about something that does not relate to any of that, what are the chances of you actually tuning me out and not active listening to what I'm trying to say, versus if I'm talking about my kids and I'm a dad. So now we can relate on that mother, father figure that, hey, I went through that too. When I'm saying something, you can come back with, yeah, I went through that too. When my daughter was X age and my son is 9. So if your daughter's 25, my daughter was 9, yeah, great. That's what I went through too. And so it makes sense that when you phrase it like that, how we would certainly be more active listeners when things that really matter to us are mentioned in a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Research shows that it is common to tune out if you're not relating to what someone is saying. I think of when my husband starts talking about sports, as much as I try, or politics, as much as I try to really pay attention and be interested, it's hard because I can't relate. I can't say something back to it. And so it takes a lot of effort to actively listen at that point in time, but I could learn so much if I did, but I might automatically tune out or change the subject. So that's if you've ever been in a conversation and you're talking and sometimes and somebody says something totally off subject, probably because they couldn't relate to what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I get it. I do enjoy when my wife asks me questions about things that I enjoy that she has no idea about because she's curious about learning something about what I enjoy it. Then, of course, I go on a ramble for 30 minutes and she's tuning me out after minute number two. So yeah, there's there's that. So speaking of how can we make sure we're actively listening to someone? How can we make sure that we're actively listening to someone?
I think the first step is awareness. And since that time 3 weeks ago when that happened with my daughter, because I felt terrible, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. Awareness is key. And just when you're talking to somebody, thinking, I have to tune in, that's really the first step. The second one is being fully present. So often we're so busy, we're doing other things. When we're on a Zoom call, we might be checking our email, but being fully present, trying to eliminate any distractions, move your phone away. One thing I found really helpful is if you're talking to somebody face to face and you have a laptop in front of you, pull yourself away from the desk a little bit so you're not drawn to the alerts that might pop up on your screen. So, and just avoid multitasking. So being present is a big one and practicing silence. This sounds funny, but we do have two ears and one mouth and we tend to use our mouth more than we do our ears.
Yeah.
You probably heard that term before, and it can be awkward. Because silence, you feel like you need to say something. But if you practice silence to make sure that when someone's saying something, they're fully done, that's an act of respect. So maybe even just pause a few seconds. So that's something that you can put into practice. Make sure somebody's done, pause a few seconds, and then speak to make sure that they're done. That's one of my favorite ones. A couple other things that you can do is, well, maintaining eye contact if you're face to face without staring into their souls. You don't want that to be awkward either. But making eye contact and trying to relax, like making it natural. One of my favorites, and I think, when I teach sales skills, two of the most important skills, I think listening is one or two, number one or two. The other one is asking questions. And so often, if we don't know what someone's talking about, we might feel hesitant to share back, but know that all you have to do is ask a question. And typically, if you don't know what to ask, if you use a who, what, where, when, or why, you're going to learn more about what the person is saying. So ask a question. Or my favorite fallback is tell me more about that. So listening to someone, just pausing and saying, yeah, tell me more about that. It invites them to share. And then reflecting on what people say, summarizing. That's one of the best skills of listening is just putting it in your own words. So what you're saying is this, or what I heard is this, and giving them the opportunity to rephrase that if you don't have it right. And then I think my last step would be taking notes. Don't hesitate, especially in a business setting. It might be a little odd if you're with your wife or with your kids to say, let me take notes.
Hold on.
Let me write that down. Although they might appreciate it. I don't know.
I mean,
But
if it's a grocery list, yes, I need
that. That is
that.
true. That is true. But take notes. People feel validated when you care enough to take notes. Like, oh, they do think what I'm saying is important. So those are just a few things that you can do to kind of slow down when people are talking and actively listen.
I'm going to go back to a couple of things you said because my background is in psychology. I was going for a clinical psychology PhD, and I went through several courses on active listening and how to engage, really engage with the person that was in front of me. And something that you said about being present, I was going to ask about physical attributes when you're talking with somebody, and you mentioned eye contact. One of the things that they showed me was that you lean in. When you really want to make an impression that you're actually listening, that you're actively listening. And that's something that I've never forgotten. I do that still to this day, even when I have people here in my office talking about many other things. And it's something that I do on purpose because I want the person that's communicating with me to know that I'm actually actively listening to what they're saying. But I do like what you said about the reflecting piece. I think a lot of times that gets lost. In that, when you're really actively listening, if you can see back to that person in your own words what you said, it can mean so much. It can help build a relationship. It can help you understand the situation as a whole a lot better. And it can definitely tell that person that, hey, this guy was actually listening to me.
Yes, absolutely. And it can feel awkward at first, and you don't want to just say right back what they said.
But right, right. Honor,
you know, making an effort to make sure you fully understand. And I think that's where it can avoid misconceptions along the way if you take the time to do that. So what you're saying is this, or, you know, and give right. them the opportunity to build on that or to recommunicate.
Because it can be formed into a form of that, tell me more about this, if you formulate the response back in a way that kind of opens the door for them to kind of elaborate on what they were just talking about. So it can be construed into that, and then it can just turn into you getting more information than what you originally got.
Yes. When I see salespeople do this, the conversation is so much more meaningful. They come away with so much more, and think of how much better our conversation would be if we did that. So fully agree.
All right. So let's talk about active and passive listening, because those two things are very different. So what are some of those differences between those two types of listening actions?
So we talked about a few of them, and that active listening is intentional and passive listening is just really hearing the words. I did think of a time, most of the time, active listening is the best form, but I did think of a time when passive listening can be helpful. And that is when you just need someone to hear something. So my 16-year-old daughter is learning to drive, and we were out on the road for the second time, and she was going around a roundabout, and you know how those are hard to teach someone to drive in. And at that point, I just needed her to listen to what I was saying and hear it. You know, I wouldn't want her to say, well, tell me more about that, Mom. Why should I slow down? Why should I speed up? So that is an example of passive listening, you know, just hearing what someone is saying and paying attention. That's really the difference. The active listening is listening to understand, wanting to learn more, where the passive is hearing, essentially, which is something if your ears are working, you do automatically. It takes little effort.
Right. Like the example with the cooking, and you were hearing, not necessarily actively hearing.
Yes, I could have repeated back what she said, but it was with no thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we go, do you have any tips that we can acquire to have an immediate impact in our active listening?
I would say the awareness, and really just, you know, you can't become an active listener overnight if that's a skill that you need to work on. Mm-hmm. Reflect a little bit, you know, maybe think on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a listener am I? So, and what gets in my way? So a little bit of reflection as to how you can improve that and what needs to happen. And then take baby steps, maybe 1 week practice pausing, 1 week practice asking good questions, and see what works best for you, because it's going to be different for everyone. So if I could make a recommendation, that awareness is key, and then just paying attention to what you need to improve on and taking baby steps to get there. There's also a lot of resources out there. If you Google active listening, you'll come up with so many articles that can give you examples and steps and best practices to take. There's TED Talks. There are YouTube videos. It's a very widely resourced topic. So that's even something, if you want to learn more or you want to reinforce it, just doing some research on it can help as well.
All right. Those are good pieces of advice. Lori, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on Ask Anything. Thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you. And thank you for listening.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you for listening into this week's edition of Ask Anything, presented by Moshe Consulting. We hope you enjoyed listening to Lori Kuroiwa talking to us about active listening. Join us next time when we continue to dive deeper with our resident experts on what they're currently working on. Remember to send us your ideas or topics via social media feeds. In the meantime, please remember to give us a rating and subscribe to our feed wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, remember to be active listening. So long, everybody. Go.